Well, now, clashes have once again erupted between pro and anti-Brotherhood demonstrators in Egypt. At least two Brotherhood supporters have been killed in the cities of Alexandria and Damietta. The rival demonstrations for and against the Muslim Brotherhood and opposed President Mohamed Morsi were held in several cities across Egypt on Friday. Pro-Brotherhood rallies were called by the National Alliance to support legitimacy. The group urged supporters to press for the reinstatement of the ousted president and other key demands.
It's not the issue of the Muslim Brotherhood or Morsi. It's the issue of people, and all of us should understand it. The army coup was not against Morsi or the Brotherhood. It was against the people, against democracy. And I say everything should return to the path of democracy.
God willing, we hope the army-backed government falls. They killed my brother in Rabaa and massacre. They've taken over power. Army's rule always increases corruption in the country.
Well, the protests turned violent in Alexandria, Suez and Damietta. Tensions in Egypt have escalated since President Morsi was deposed by the military in early July. More than 1,300 people, most of them Brotherhood supporters, have been killed in the ensuing violence. Here's more.
Egypt's first democratically elected president came to power after the country's former dictator Hosni Mubarak was toppled during the 2011 revolution. The country's first free and fair election was praised by the U.S., Europe, and many regional countries. But soon after Morsi took office, hidden hands were in, planning a coup to topple him. Saudi Arabia and the CIA are said to be the real masterminds behind toppling Morsi. Many say the U.S., which annually funds the Egyptian military in Saudi Arabia that is considered an opponent of the movement, used their usual carrot and stick policy to oust the elected president. The move masterminded and led by the U.S. intelligence and Saudi intelligence chief Bandar bin Sultan was aimed at weakening the Muslim Brotherhood that had come into power through the ballot box after years of being barred from politics by the former regime, a practice of civil rights and political freedoms strongly feared by the Saudi autocracy. Following Morsi's ouster, Saudi Arabia poured in funds into the Egyptian military to back the new interim government led by General Abdel Fattah Sisi. Washington, which initially claimed to be backing the young democracy in Egypt, revealed its true face by doing nothing to prevent Morsi's ouster and throwing its support behind the country's military rulers. President Morsi's overthrow sparked massive street protests, and the Egyptian military, which claims its main role is to save Egypt and Egyptian lives, launched a deadly crackdown on Morsi's supporters to end their campaign for democracy. And while the military-backed government in Egypt is rounding up Muslim Brotherhood activists, the country's longtime dictator, Hosni Mubarak, who was on trial for his involvement in the killing of protesters during the 2011 revolution, is almost set free, despite his role in the deadly crackdown.